Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Mateo Lane, you love that Mariah Carey. She's the best.
That's all I can do. It's perfect for today.
My dog's rating in. Please stop. People like that, right? People like Mariah Carey.
We really shouldn't. It's really like listening to Scales. So I feel like, you know.
It's a spectacle, like everything else she does. She's 45. She wears quinceañera dresses. She is a sinking ship, figuratively and literally.
She thinks she's timeless, but really she's just wearing.
She was on Kelly and Michael, you know, that Kathy Lee, whatever the hell it's called now. Right. But she sat like this the whole time just to make her arms look thinner. She's putting her arms out like this. I'm like, girl, are you on a squatty potty? Did you just get your like, what is going on with you? And like now she's very like sleepy sleeps. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen her in a long time.
When she talks, she's.
Because she finally got into drugs. Before that, she was, I mean, I don't want to just promote random drugs, but like, she's such a boring person that for her, I would promote taking drugs just to have a story. How are you that millionaire heiress and you have no
nothing of interest to say?
And we love her.
Well, let's not say things we can't take back. I mean, I bought tickets to go see her December 8th at the Beacon Theater.
Love her more than me.
Oh, I hope they wheel her out on whatever. Let's call it a cart, a wheelchair, a float. I mean, at this point, she's like a Main Street float. And you know what I'm saying? Like, wheel her out, have her half lip sync her songs.
No.
She lip syncs everything now.
Does she?
Yeah, because her voice is now down here.
But what's the point of going to see her for a $150 ticket when she's
eighth row? First of all,
Mateo, $150 ticket. Joke's on her. I mean, you got
joke is on her. I mean, Barbra Streisand's eighth row tickets cost like $3,000 because that bitch is a legend. Mariah is. I mean, it's. Like, I'll basically be paying. It would be like the equivalent of her concert is me going to a pet store. Finding an aquarium with like shit fish and someone playing her Christmas album in the background. That's what it is.
But you're going.
Oh, I'm going and I'm going to dress up. It's only gay men and black women. That's all it's going to be. Because I went last year to her Christmas show.
And white women with asses, like with, you know, curves like mine.
It really just is gay men and black women.
Oh, really?
That's all it is. And it's great for us because that's all I want in life. But I mean, that is, like, last year, literally, well, a couple things. I went last year, and I was in, I think my seat was in Connecticut. It was so far away from her, but still a 3D concert. I mean, her boobs were about 2 inches away from my face. But there was a woman, I don't know what the handicap was, but there was an issue with her, and she had jingle bells on her from top to bottom, and her sisters brought her. And I thought, oh, great, 3,000 seats, and I'm stuck next to this girl who's kept going, where's my? And by the end of the concert, I loved her because I was like, yeah, you're right. Where is Mariah?
Where was Mariah?
Oh, I mean, she was physically there, but mentally somewhere way else. Also, I went to the concert that Lady Gaga was at. Yeah, so people were, it was weird. Lady Gaga, I was watching Lady Gaga watch Mariah.
Why do we have to see things like that?
It's a spectacle. Doesn't it sound ridiculous?
I don't know half the things you guys are talking about.
Well, I don't know the music. What band was playing while we were waiting?
First of all, you know that's the great Ugly Kid Joe. Secondly,
yeah! Or whatever, you know.
They're on the same range.
I need to see Liza before she goes. Because you know Liza's 69, but acts like she's in her early hundreds. It's like, I got to get her. I give her like a week.
I saw her. She forgot the lyrics to her own song. She couldn't give a fuck. Like, she's got a knee injury. She's got her leg up.
Did she sit in a chair the whole time?
Most of the time. Alan, what's his face, was there?
Alan Cummings.
Yes.
Which someone told me I looked like Alan Cummings and I wanted to melt my face.
I could see that.
Thanks.
Oh, no, that's a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
Oh, I misunderstood melt your face. Did I say it's...
I would rather look like that kid from that movie Mask with Cher than Alan Cummings. I'm sorry. I mean, Alan Cummings, I can't think of anyone. I'm sure I do look like him, and that's my
burden.
Burden. Like, yeah, I look like a whoppier Alan Cummings.
I mean, you're adorable.
Thanks.
You don't care.
I need the confidence so bad.
I'm going to regret this. What are we saying about Lady Gaga's watching Mariah Carey?
No, you don't want to know.
You don't care.
I do want to say I saw Liza being interviewed and she did a tour where she was just doing, she's always touring. let's not call it touring. It's us visiting her in a really big hospital room. But
it's true. She really, it's part of the charm, but it's as if she doesn't know that she's on stage. She's just like, I don't know why you guys are here, but let me tell you a story.
They say I'm a real jazzer. I said, I don't know if I'm a real jazzer, but I know some of the best.
She said that.
She
said, I know, I could quote.
She goes, I remember when I got married, I thought, what is happily ever after?
That's it. Yeah. And then Larry King has to like fill in with like razzle dazzle pow. She's done this twice now. She did it on Oprah Behind the Scenes and she did it on Larry King Live. Both responded with like tepid responses, and she continues to do it where she cornered Oprah. Oprah is filming and Liza cornered her. She's like, can I sing a song? And Oprah's like, yeah, of course. Who's gonna say no, right? Like a 2 foot tall.
Can I sing
woman,
a song?
Can I sing you a song? And she did the same with Larry King. She goes, Larry, can I sing a song? And he was like, yeah, of course. And like positions himself to pretend to enjoy it. And the song was,
I never kissed a man before. Now isn't that a shame? I never kissed a man before without knowing his name.
Then you think it's over.
I never had a taste for wine. Now, isn't that a shame? I never had a taste for wine. Because wine can compare with gin.
Thank
That's
you.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, she doesn't sing anymore. There's no like, la. It's just like, sha. You know.
She does her voice, but.
After Stroke more. 7, it's hard to sing New York, New York.
What are you showing me here, Danny?
Remember that Oscar selfie?
The Oscar selfie, right? Liza's trying to, like, let me in here.
Yeah, and she's 2 feet tall. I love that, like, A-list celebrities are just pushing Judy Garland's daughter out of the way to get in this selfie with Ellen.
Right.
And then Ellen called Liza a man that night. Liza also wore a giant fruit roll-up for that night of the Oscars. Right. It just looked like a big fruit roll-up wrapped around her.
Let me tell you something. We post pictures on keithandthegirl.com, and you could watch it on the app while you're listening. And I'm going to have to do that after this because you are mentioning a lot of things that need visuals. So I'm glad. Danny, thank you.
This is why I'm single, is because I could talk to you forever about Liza Minnelli, Rachel Ray, and Barefoot Contessa.
Yeah, but you're not trying to date people outside of this realm. Right?
I am. There's not enough gay comics to date.
You want a gay there's comic
like,
to
no,
date?
No, I'm saying in the realm of comedy, there's like 6 of us.
Oh, yeah.
7?
Well, you're competing with what? Tim Dillon? Come on.
I love Tim Dillon. I love Tim Dillon and Frank Liotti and James Adomian. but yeah, no.
And other people we can't mention.
Joel Kim Booster, Bowen Yang, Matt Rogers, Julio Torres.
The list goes on.
John Early.
Are we outing people or are they out?
Can you imagine if they were offended? You know what I mean? They were like, no one knew! In a sundress. I love that. I just get on stage now and like the first thing I just walk up, I'm like, I'm gay, that explains the outfit, and then I just move on.
Oh yeah.
Cause some people just everyone else is dressed like shit. And then I get on, I look like an asshole.
For caring.
No, because I think I just look weird. Like gay exotic. They're like, why are you not wearing it's all straight men. You know what I'm saying? All like baggy jeans, this and that. And then I have like camel toe, ripped jeans, sleeveless shirts, backwards hats.
If you talk to somebody that's, you can tell they're gay, but they're not admitting it.
Oh, do you know, I talk all about the gay voice. Because I have the gay voice.
Right.
You can hear it, we all hear it. And I love the parents that deny that their kids are gay or they have the gay voice, you know. For example, like if you speak another language, you know that the gay voice, it's not just in America. It exists in every single language. If you're a click tribe, you're going to have a lisp. I mean, it's like every single, but like I was in Italy a month ago. I went to Rome and there was a guy, it was very hard to distinguish between like straight Italians and gay Italians because they all look the same. And so when I'm in Italy, my gaydar is like, the fuck? But there's this hot guy coming to the cafe bar, and I was trying to listen to his voice to see if he was gay or not. And literally, he's on the phone. He's like, "Allora, non posso capire che l'altro giorno lui mi ha detto che." I'm like, "Oh yeah, gay. Like, gay as the day is long."
Is it true though?
Or yeah, you, and in Spanish,
do you get hear? Shit for this now because it's like, oh, is there a gay voice? That
we well, really- I'm not. I'm going on auditions, and I'm not getting them. I went out for an audition, and the description was Zach, 19, football player. Well, Zach is going to have a secret to share with everyone. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? It's like, what do you want me to do?
Do you put on straight voice?
I don't know how to. The only way I could put on a straight voice is like a weird Brooklyn accent or like what my for Chicago head thinks of like an East Coast accent.
Let's hear it.
So you want to talk about red sauce? My mom's got the best fucking red sauce. You come over to my house, I'll fucking make you red sauce. And you know, like that kind of.
You know what?
Fresh mozzarella, got prosciutto.
But that's. As an Italian person,
yeah.
You are probably auditioning with other Italian people. Wouldn't that be the accent that you know, everything is a stereotype.
If I went out for an Italian, I'd probably get it just based off my face.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Call it gravy, not sauce.
Oh, yeah. Mm. See, because it really, yeah.
Can you sound like Keith?
How's it going?
Well, give me more than that.
How's it going, pal?
How's it going, pal?
Perfect.
I don't know. I have a bad Chicago accent and a gay accent. I don't know how to switch the gay.
Danny, say how much you like the Mountain Goats and let's see if you could sound like you.
I love the Mountain Goats.
That's the gay voice you're talking about.
I love the Mountain Goats.
What if when you went to these auditions?
I did Liza Minnelli.
What if Liza Minnelli maybe, but if you're trying to be straight, what if they sold like a mouth spray of pussy? And right before you go, spray.
I'd throw up.
Like, hello. Well, I mean, you got to do it for your art. Believe me, all these actresses are throwing
I would literally
up.
Hurl.
Yeah, they all throw
I'm
up.
I'm not disgusted by vagina, but if they had a bottle spray of pussy juice, you can bet I would hurl. I don't care how straight and desperate you would hurl if someone had a bottle of pussy juice.
You don't care about your art.
I kind of don't. I don't like acting. I don't understand. I'm a comedian. Suddenly there's this pressure for me to become an actor. I mean, it's like this. I'm doing comedy to get away from acting.
What do you want to do in comedy? What's your...
Stand up and tell Mariah Carey jokes to the day I die.
Wouldn't it be great?
No, I like...
She hires him to open. And she's like, wait, you're making fun of me.
You think she knows how to pick up a phone? The thing is like, I want to create, you know, I get self-conscious about it. You know, I just don't have the actor mentality. I don't have it in me. If I create my own content and write my own stuff, then I can do it. That's easy. I've done stuff where it's like, you know, you're working your way into it. And that to me is more fun. And but like, I can't be like, yeah, my name is Ted and I am a little confused. But you know what I mean? Like I did interviews for Logo at Comic-Con. I was interviewing Teen Wolf. And not the one you know, but like the MTV's Teen Wolf, okay. Like, yeah. And
a little more stable.
All creators of television shows, old gay creepy men. So the creator of this show too, whatever, but he actually wasn't creepy, but just, he kept telling me he was old. And I was like, you don't look that old. There's a 17-year-old on the show, 17 years old. He's stunning, good looking. I look like a goddamn deli worker standing next to him, interviewing him. And I just can't, like, I think actors are delusional. I said to him, I was like, so, I'm like, you know, do you get to help write for your character? He goes, yeah, actually I do. I get to like meet with the writers and tell them how I think my character would be like. And I take a lot from my own life. And I was like, oh, like, what about in your own life? He's like, well, like, I really am into headphones and so is my character.
No.
Oh, it's on, I'll show it to you on YouTube. And I literally had to stop myself from being like, you're an asshole. But you know, I'm just like, that's what an actor is. And everyone else in New York, I'm an actor. All right, more fries, please. You know, it's like, I just can't get into that mentality. And it's coming from insecurity. I'm terribly insecure. I don't know how to act. I just don't want to care for it. But of course I desperately want to, you know?
Right. What, like, let's try to train you.
Okay.
So you're trying out for a part for Teen Wolf.
Got it. Not good looking enough, so I'll have to play like a villain.
No, don't worry about that. Tell me things you're into. What are you into?
You know what I'm into. Well, I'm into Maria Callas.
No. Wolves.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That would be start. You see what I'm saying? Okay. We have a food show. Well, tell me what you're into.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Pasta.
Now we're talking.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So Teen Wolf. So I'm into zoos.
Zoos. Okay. Do you believe in work on a story arc? Do you believe in freedom? Just real quick. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Good. That's good. I think you're good.
That's all it takes. I mean, yeah. Really, these guys are so good looking. Like Tyler Posey or Posse, whatever his name is. I interviewed him. Tyler Posey. He must get so much. he is just so good looking and confident. And because, you know, I just think when you're good looking, like you
can do
whatever
you want.
Who's
telling you that you're not good looking?
I don't think I'm not good looking, but my confidence from Thanksgiving, my Thanksgiving fuck was it just keeps knocking me down. I mean, I just, yeah.
Well, you're not into the casual sex very much.
No,
right?
And I my version of casual sex is like a month's work of like building a relationship with that person. I'm basically a lesbian. You know what I mean? Like I have to trust that person like that. See, lesbians are smart. They have their shit together. They know how to do stuff. They're not just fucking anyone. So that's what I did. I knew this guy for like a month. We met on Tinder. And
you were chatting for a month on Tinder?
And then texting.
Okay.
You know, and we
What do you text about? Like, are you already sexual in the text? Because you did meet on Tinder.
Right.
That has, you know, some sort of
Well, Tinder to gays is like marriage rather than, like, Grindr is like, to the dick. But Tinder's like, maybe more, you know, there's the
Have a meal first.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by meal, my dick. Yeah, we were chatting for a while.
What do you talk about?
Well, he is talking to me about how he flies a lot and his favorite places to go.
Getting to know you.
Yeah, and then he was very interested that I'm Italian and I speak Italian. And so there was
when
that
When does
aspect.
It get sexual and who starts that?
I don't know, but it seems he has a thing for eggplants. I'm getting just eggplant after eggplant.
Yeah. He's like, you make me some eggplant. I think like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, it got sexual. So like maybe I sent like a shirtless picture.
Just randomly?
Yeah, of course, you know, and then that got the conversation started and he was very like, the thing is like, so in this situation, I bottomed. And so when you're dealing with a top, you have to deal with the really uncomfortable, like overly confident tops where it's like, you want it, you know, you want it, I want it. You're just like, just obsessed with their own dick and think everyone else wants it. But you know, a lot of yeses and can't wait filing my nails.
Is it funny that you say bottomed? I bottomed. It doesn't sound very positive.
Well, I used a condom, so hopefully I don't come positive out of the situation. But
it's just who's taking it, who's receiving it.
Yeah, who's taking it?
I get it, but last night
he's closeted and in the military, so of course he was like uncomfortable with the idea that he even has a butt. That happens a lot.
Did you guys make out?
Yeah.
Does it feel uncomfortable with somebody who's closeted?
No. He came over, and the thing is that annoys me is like,
does it? And I'm sorry. Does it? Affect the way that they relate to you because you know what he's there for, but is the closet still kind of closed off to you?
Yes,
in,
like
as
he
a
walks in and there's a tension, he's physically uncomfortable. And I just, as I told you earlier, I don't know how to shut up. So, you know, I'm always trying to break the ice, break the tension. I mean, that's innate in comics is to break the tension. You know what I mean?
Like, so what's the army like?
Yeah, because I give a shit. You know what I mean? But I was showing him my drawings. So I was showing him.
Did you like him?
I did. He was cute. He was sweet. He was shy. I tend to go for guys who are shy because I'm so obnoxious. You know, you want something to balance that.
So you were really into this guy.
Let's not say I was into him.
But you were interested enough.
Interested enough. He was black Mexican. So physically gorgeous.
What about the fact that he is closeted and the fact that you don't?
That's the thing is that's why the expiration date was already on the situation before. I mean, I am.
You know where this kind
of
thing
of
goes.
Of course. I mean, the fact that he was like, yeah, you know, I just don't want to classify myself, and you know, like I still like women. I'm like, whatever you just did back there. however you want to classify, you can classify any sexuality you want, but we're not going to call it straight. I mean, we're not. You were inside me.
He was really into it at the time. Wow, you guys
are
like, fucking.
Yeah, this, the obscene thing said.
He's like, God, I hate women.
No. Just, you know, like, you know.
Right. Let's burn down a salon.
Take my fat sausage. How do you like
shit
it?
Shit like that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we're, you know.
Do you like that?
Sure.
Does it seem a little generic? Sure.
Yes,
is that why you're
bored?
It does,
but I'm also, that's just it, I'm so bored. And sometimes where I'm like, yeah, I'll go with it. But you know, if I really like somebody, then it changes. I haven't really liked somebody. The last guy that I really liked, I found out, gives hand jobs for a living.
Okay.
I'm really not getting my shit together. You know, can I just find someone who like...
You want a more traditional type of relationship?
Not even traditional, just someone normal. You know what I mean? But
you're a comic, that's not normal.
No, I know. I understand that. Although I find gay men are never as fast. Like women, straight couples, right? Like if you're a male comic, women are fascinated by it. They love True. That you're on stage. They think it's hot, the this, the that. They just fucking, you know, gays, not so much. Gays don't care.
I have to wear two wedding rings. You're absolutely right. What can I tell you?
And a poncho to keep off the wetness from the women.
So you guys fuck, then he doesn't call
Twice
you back.
Twice in one night.
Twice in one night. He doesn't call
That's
you back.
That's why I limped in here.
And this is what you knew would happen.
Yes, and then I texted him 2 days ago, and I was like, how are you? Because we chatted all the time, all the day. I have not received a response since.
Whoa.
So it's over.
What is that? Sincerely, what does that do to you?
Humiliates me, embarrasses me, brings down my self-confidence.
The good news is I promise he's not telling any of his buddies what happened. So don't be embarrassed.
I'm just going on and telling thousands of people, though. I mean, that's the thing is, like, I've used so many of these situations to lash back at shitty men. He could have at least wrote me and said, listen, I'm incredibly uncomfortable. I'm closeted. I had a wonderful time with you. Please forgive me if I'm something.
Yeah, right. an adult relationship.
Be an adult. You know, I always say what you think and get it out, you know. But at this point, it's too late for me to be like, you hurt my feelings. Because it's like, well, that's not going to get me anywhere. It's embarrassing for everyone.
Think about the gayest stuff he said that night and send it back to him.
Like, the gayest thing he said was that he said he gets emotional when watching dancing.
See? Text that back and go, I have more. I'm telling the base.
I don't know. I think I have an inferiority complex, and so that sort of seeps into everything with men and feeling like you know. I think I have a lot of capabilities. I feel like I'm pretty good at stuff that I do, but I feel like it's not my place to bring it up or feel proud of it, about it with other men. Maybe that's just the men I'm finding.
Do you feel like you're blaming yourself because it's like, what am I thinking? This is a closeted person and I'm putting my feelings into it. Whether it's like small feelings, big feelings, even if you know it has an expiration date.
Yeah, but my sickness is part of me is so concerned about comedy that I kind of don't care. That's what's healed all. Like if I wasn't doing comedy, I'd be devastated.
Okay.
Because I'm doing comedy.
And in the interim.
Part of me is like, well, I have other things to focus on.
Okay. So we're burying a lot here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Just
see you in a
bury
few years.
It all.
How much alcohol goes into your system a week? Anything?
Nothing.
Good?
I really have not drank. I have not been drunk in over a month.
Is this a conscious choice?
I just am not interested in drinking. Okay. I just have so much to do. Every once in a while I get drunk, but I have just become so less. I've just become very disenchanted with the idea of going out with friends and getting drunk and. You know, normally I have a spot, like on Saturday I had three spots. And
are you happy?
Fulfilled. I feel more fulfilled.
I heard about this military guy, yeah.
He did have a big dick. Yeah, I'm happy. I don't know. I have too much ambition. So right now I'm working on a bunch of projects and there's things up in the air and it's, you know, it's never enough, blah, 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 that shitty story. It would be nice to have somebody to go home to and just not be related to comedy.
You haven't given up on that?
No, but it's funny, though, because, like, I've been in New York now 3 years and have not one boyfriend or a relationship that's lasted longer than a week.
Mm.
So it's clearly me. I mean, it's like, clearly I'm the common denominator in this every situation. So it's like... I don't know. Maybe I'm subconsciously sabotaging relationships because I think I'm more focused on my career because I know there's like a small window that's open for me to.
Yeah, but what the story you just told doesn't fall into that category. You put the time that you.
Yes, but he
back.
Walked away and I've done nothing. I've done nothing to try and get him back.
What are you going
to
do? Run after him and decide for him that he shouldn't be closeted and we're all okay and blah, blah,
I know.
Blah.
Like, what a.
No.
Too much.
Do you want an idea?
Yes.
That I don't think seems too needy, but it says I care.
Say it.
Picture of your open mouth. Send.
Yeah, I've been talking about pictures of assholes because I sext all the time. I think it's fun. I've sent my ass out to everyone, but not the asshole.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Women and men sext. Do you sext?
Yeah, I don't like it that much, but I will like, I spice. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
I sprinkle.
Right.
But I don't,
but
I'm, like,
but
I'm not.
I imagine women being more tactful. In other words, I imagine a woman in a position she's never been in her life, a light source from who the fuck knows, and filter beyond filter, and a lot of teasing to get the photo, whereas men, it's like, dick, and just send it out.
Oh, yeah,
do you
yeah,
know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yes, like if I feel good, like,
of course.
I'll take a picture, maybe like a nipples out. It's
right.
nice.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, I get like there are the occasional gay man who sent because you said the open mouth.
Right.
Now I will literally get just an asshole. And there's a few things going on with this. First of all, the most embarrassing part is I have when you send the asshole picture, now I have to think of a response. Right. I have to come up, was it a compliment? How do you compliment an asshole? Do you know what I mean? Oh, I should get bundt cake. I mean, what are you supposed to say asshole picture?
Keith, what do you say? If you send your asshole, what do you want in return?
I want them to say, that looks significantly tight, but natural.
Right, exactly. Not forced. You know, and it's like...
I want them to look at my asshole and go, do you work out? Nice.
I guess if there's a hemorrhoid, they do a lot of squats. You know, the thing is like the other part of it...
They're sending it that close, huh?
Well, that's the thing is like they had to, the other embarrassing part is they had to take a minimum of 8 photos.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have to go through those photos and pick which is the best asshole picture to send.
I sent a picture of my asshole. I would like back, is that flaccid? That's amazing.
I want to write back and be like, is that a Star Wars character? I mean, what are you supposed to say?
And you're flipping your phone around like 5 times before you figure it out. Is it an optical illusion?
Yeah, I mean, sexting, there's so much broken promises. I mean, Grindr should be called broken promises. Mm. That's what it should be called. You know, a lot of bravado. But I think I'm very into sexting, though. I'm also into it because I've sent my ass out so much to people that one day when I was like, a picture of Mateo Lane's ass, I'll be like, yeah, and I'm single.
You know what, though? I do think if we were to categorize it, I think men talk up more of a game than women do. If a woman tells you that she's going to rock your world, I think you're going to get your world rocked. I agree. I think the delivery on that is going to be more matched where like a guy is like, I'm going to fuck you, blah, blah. I'm like, are you? I'm taking a huge risk here because when you're done, apparently we both have to go to sleep. Like,
it's so uncomfortable and weird, but I still go along with the conversations.
It's not that we're lying.
You are.
We just have bad memories. So we forget.
That's called lying.
We forgot we were going to rock
your
world.
But you're choosing to forget those memories.
Well, yeah, I didn't forget. Why didn't I forget? Because I didn't have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You had a lovely time.
See, that's the thing is like men, when you're sticking your dick into something, it's going to feel fine either way. But you I know nothing of straight sex. I think men need to ask women more about what they like. Because it doesn't matter to the man. The man's going to like it. The women has, you know, I listened to a gay podcast that I've been on called PNS Explosion. 3 gay men. They're convinced they know how to make a woman come.
I would trust them more than I would maybe a straight person. I'll tell you why. Because,
well, not when you hear what they say.
Okay. But I would imagine.
Sorry, 1 second.
Okay.
Danny, does it make you nervous how much Rosa is nodding her head yes in agreement? You know, these fucking guys.
Maybe the thing worked out where it's the opposite of what you think.
mm-hmm means right on, my daddy-o.
I mean, we're all still choosing to be, you know, with the gender or sex that we're still choosing to be. Of course, I could throw a blanket statement, but somebody's got to rock my world, right?
Someone's got to move their hips somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it could work out. But here's the thing. So if somebody who's gay is going to say they're going to rock my world, maybe they'll look up a thing or two. Let me tell you something. I get it. Women are more complicated, definitely and for sure. Because you could you could literally spit on a dick and that dick will get so hard for you. I mean, it's just like, and now you're a dirty girl who likes to do awesome things. Great.
Bring in like 8 wizards to come in and cast spells over a vagina.
But here's the thing. That rough. Clit is actually different than the rest of the stuff that goes on there. When you identify it, your life is fine.
Right.
You know, you can do anything to it. You will find that response from someone. And boom, you're in. You just have to like pay attention to the response. Guys, you don't have to pay attention. You could really just be on your laptop and just like rocking up and down. They're good.
Or just stick your window out when there's a breeze. The PNS Explosion says to make a woman come, you have to hold up a 401k over her head.
Oh, God.
Stare at her directly in the eyes.
Oh, say, Jesus. I'm sorry.
No, because all the women who come on their show are always saying that it's like, we want security and this and that, da, da, da. So then they've manifested their own ironic way of thinking. You know, it's gay jokes.
What if you invented a bed that if one person's hips don't move for too long. It shocks you.
What?
Yeah.
Whoever's on, when you're fucking, whoever's on the bottom.
Oh, who's not moving enough? Obviously laying there like a slug?
Yeah.
But sometimes that's the best part about like if I'm
I said
bottoming.
To a woman, I was fucking a woman once and I said to her, I just stopped and I said, you're not so hot you can't move.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
No.
Oh.
No.
But no, but doesn't sometimes that, it's it fun would, to just lay there and.
But I've thought that, like, what do you see in the mirror that you don't think you have to try extra?
But what are you enjoying about laying there? Like, I would, if somebody's just laying there, I don't think I've ever had that experience where,
I mean,
like,
neither,
literally,
so, you know.
No, where literally the other person is laying there. But I would feel so nervous about that. Like, am I doing something that we're not agreeing to? Right.
Or like, we're not watching Netflix. Like, we're not watching Modern Family. Like,
I
we're having
around,
sex. Move. Do
I move
something.
I move around more when I'm watching Netflix. I mean, at some point, you got to get, like, bed sores. Move.
We got to, like, turn them over from their bed sores.
Yeah.
Yeah, sex is really weird. I went to Italy and had sex with this guy I'm in love with named Francesco, who I would marry him in a second. And it was great sex. Like, that was great. That was, like,
was that a one-time?
It was because if he lives in Italy, you know what I mean? But we talk every day on WhatsApp, and he's always like, Matteo, I miss you. I want to come to America. You know, like, whatever. But we had, like, it was so, this, I mean, talk about, like, to set you in the mood. We're in Rome. He takes me out to an area in Rome where it's cobblestone streets.
How did you meet him?
I met him a year ago in America.
You really do like the long game.
I do.
I sent him a picture of my ass, so he says, this looks like a nice calamari.
What is that? Calamari. we met on Tinder, and he was kind of closeted. Okay, hear me out. In Italy, they're not good with the gays. And so I met him up after a show, and I was like, Francesco? And he's like, yes. And we met in the village, and we got a drink, and the whole conversation was, it was very Italian, all in Italian, first in arguing. I was like, you need to come out of the closet. My parents don't understand. Da, 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 like a big sort of like,
all in Italian? Tu capire che
è mortante a dire che cosa si sente, you know. Anyway, so then it turned into.
Do you speak Italian well enough to
fluent.
Have these arguments?
Oh, I'm fluent. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then because he only speaks Italian. So then we started talking.
You know, she said, not fluids, fluent.
fluids were exchanged. then we started talking about how handsome each other were, and then we're like furiously making out, and then he had to go back to Italy at 4 a.m. the next morning.
That's a fun night.
But then we talked all year, and then when I went to Italy, he came down from Bologna to Rome.
Part of the trip, was it to go see him?
No, I went to go see my cousins, and my two best friends from Chicago had planned it, and I tagged along.
Okay.
But yes, there was that was a part of it. Like, I'm coming to Rome. I'll have my own place. Come stay with me. But we went to cobblestone streets and got wine and got gelato and walked around. The one thing I love about him, and I have to say about Italian men, is that he was interested that I sing and draw, and he cared about those things, and he wanted to hear more about it. And it wasn't all about this, like, physical.
Wow, how are you not kind of finding yourself randomly in love? And I don't mean, like, obsessed or feel like.
Oh, I'm in love with him.
Yeah, there's like a nice tingliness.
I'd
there
marry
has
him.
To be. Yeah, really, for mm-hmm. real.
Wait a minute. This was one night.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds
and nice. You know if something's going on or not.
We had great sex.
But Paul Hooper didn't know after 4 months how to even feel. This
I'm not saying that he should know. I'm saying that knowing how Matteo feels about...
Knowing he's human. Right, right. I'm on board.
No, because Paul was like, I'm into one night stands, like all or nothing sort of thing.
Paul doesn't know after a month if he's in love with somebody or not.
That's Paul.
I think you. I that's think it's Paul, different Paul, for right. each person, but there was definitely like a spark between me
of
and Francesco.
Of course, there was. And no, it's not everybody's dead. Paul. Then Paul's a weirdo.
I should play the voice messages he sends me.
So what do you do with that? He's not closeted anymore. He told
no. He's out. He's out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's out. But you know, it's like Italy. So you have to be careful with who you're telling in Italy. It's not like they're not great. You know, over there about the gays.
Hey, real
so.
Quick, just to be clear, guys. Sorry. Is everybody different?
Too many rules to follow, guys.
Hey, let me tell you about Vistaprint and the special savings they have right now, okay? Vistaprint.com. They have an offer for holiday cards, personalized holiday cards that expires December 6th. Now, listen to this deal. Get holiday cards at 60% off. A variety of options. It is crazy. It's crazier than Paul Hooper. Quantity, styles, sizes, and stocks. I don't think Paul's crazy. I think he's a liar. Sizes, stocks. They have everything. You can go with the design that they have or and you know any of your own. We use our own when we do this kind of stuff, And it's so simple. And we don't know art, of course. Use code KTG at checkout at Vistaprint and do it before December 6th. And you're going to get your stuff. It's
don't
so can
wait.
Can I put Mariah Carey on it?
You can.
Yeah. Oh, well, then I might do it.
We order holiday cards when we do it from Vistaprint. 60% off. Visit Vistaprint.com. Create and design your custom holiday cards. Use the code KATG at checkout. KATG. Your savings is automatically applied, and it's that easy.
And don't forget to send us one.
It's an amazing offer. It's only good through Sunday, December the 6th. So don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com. Get your holiday shopping done today. Okay? In and out, in and out. All right. Eric wrote me. And he was upset that I said that Bernie Sanders will not become president of these great United States. There's no chance.
You weren't saying you don't want him to be.
Right. He just won't. I'm practical.
I think there's a chance.
I really do think there's a chance.
You both all think people are different, too. But okay.
You know what? It's going to be Hillary, is what you're saying.
It could be Hillary. I think even Trump has more of a chance. I think.
Oh, you have got. You are out of your fucking mind.
Well, I'm hopeful. But... I think Bernie's too, even if his message is nothing but peace and helping people, it's too out there.
And what's so out there about it?
He looks like a crazy person.
But I mean.
He looks like Doc from Back to the Future.
Donald Trump doesn't look like a crazy person. I mean, he looks like a used tampon.
Hey, I'll,
it's the devil you know, is what Keith is saying. Am I right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
People identify with orange faces and weird shit flying out of people's mouths.
Yeah,
but they don't identify with grandpa who's telling the truth. And that's very, very unfortunate. But we're having Ted Alexander on soon, and he's going to tell us how to make this happen is what I decided
in my
brain.
Will you leave a message and just tell Ted I think he's very handsome?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, tell him.
Signed by everybody? Sure.
Signed by everybody. Yeah, yeah.
But somebody's single also, right? All the time.
Oh, yeah, no, Ted's...
Something to think about. Something to think about.
I want a boyfriend by the end of this episode.
Do you mind staying in tents?
Yes,
when you don't know why?
Remember the barefoot Contessa when she was in a tent in her backyard and she went in a tent with Jeffrey at the end of the episode and she goes, when the tents rock and don't come a knock.
She didn't say that.
Yes, she did. And then it was a di-di-di-din-di-di-din-di-di-din-di-di-din. Yeah, she said that. I'm sorry.
Like because the food is so rocking.
Oh, she was going to fuck with Jeffrey.
I don't think she was.
She was?
No, I really didn't.
I really think they're in love. I really think they're in love
with
each other.
I think they're in love. I think they have the ideal relationship for themselves, right, for each other.
You think she's cooking and eating so much because she's not getting fucked?
No, I think that's her favorite life. She's living her favorite life, and so is he. Someone's cooking chicken for him every Friday, you know, a chef, and, you know, otherwise she leaves him alone.
In a $2 million barn.
Sure, and they go to France every year to buy their cheeses and their random shit. They love it. They love it. It's a beautiful marriage.
No, I agree.
Oh, gorgeous.
Sono d'accordo. I agree.
What are they going to fight about? Are you not making chicken on Friday?
Because all the men coming over are gay, so they're not trying to steal her.
There you go. They're talking about flowers and shit.
Yeah. Good. Ugh, Michael the florist. I hate him.
Don't get me started, please. The Barefoot Contessa, her real name is Ina Garten, right?
Yes.
I made her carrots for Thanksgiving without knowing it.
Did you?
I looked up Fast Thanksgiving carrots.
How did you cook them?
I boil them for 10 minutes. Then I take the carrots out. Then I melt butter. I mix in brown sugar, salt, white pepper. Who knew there was such a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Then I mix that all together for about 5 minutes. Then I throw some dill on top. And you got
make sure you try and use the best oil you possibly can.
You don't want to. You want to use the good dill.
If you can't find it at your local mart or whatever, you know.
Come to my store. We have everything perfect.
Yeah.
Did you use the good vanilla?
Yeah, make sure you use a good vanilla. I always like to use cold butter with hot oil. The butter is really for the flavor and the oil for the heat.
This is all perfection.
True. It's all what
it's
she did.
True.
She had Taylor Swift at her house.
God.
Well, I will tell you that I never saw this show, but my impression of Mayo's impression of the Barefoot Contessa.
Of Mateo's impression?
Was a hit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's funny.
Thank you.
I'm doing this voice. I have no idea who the fuck it is. And they're like, that is so dead on.
How easy is that?
The mice.
How fabulous is that?
The mice, they did have fun.
I forgot about that.
You know what, though? We make fun, and she is just
a
snooty cunt. But her recipes.
She's a snooty cunt.
She's a snooty cunt.
She's a snooty cunt.
She knows it. She loves it. Again, she's living her perfect life. But her recipes for really crazy dishes that you get overwhelmed with, she breaks them down. You know, you got like 5 steps, but you got to use the good shit and you got to do it like 2 days in advance.
You want to know why? Because she has all of her assistants make the recipe, and then she watches them as she makes them, and then when they don't understand something in the directions, she takes notes.
Mm-hmm. See, that's
I watched like a 2-hour interview with her. She was great.
I feel like I would do that.
She does a lot of uncomfortable laughs. Like, ha, 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 ha. Like that's her like witch like laugh.
That's her telling you that this is the interesting part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Eric says, it saddens me greatly to hear you'd be down about Bernie. I can handle the jokes, maybe not jokes, about voting for Trump because New York is so liberal it won't matter anyway. But you have a widespread, powerful, and influential voice to lots of people who may not know about him. Well, that's my point. They don't know about him. He's the only one with any interest in changing this country for the better. Join the revolution, man. And I said, I'll never say a negative word about Bernie Sanders, even that he doesn't have a prayer, if you bet me cash money that he will win. I'll accept American dollars, Australian rupees, and Australian yen.
So this guy likes Trump?
He wants Bernie to win and imagines that he will, unless people like me say he doesn't have a chance. Then people won't even try, which is a dumb way to vote. I said, he won't win. That's all I said. Do I need to play stupid? Mm-hmm. Eric says, I don't know if you want the cash money in an envelope or if PayPal would be easier. What are we talking here? $50. I said, however you like, use any service you choose. Finally, politics is fun. And let me know if you want to make any bets about going to the moon. So I am in for $50 with Eric M. Tomorrow, I will not even be allowed to say to Ted Alexander that I don't think he has a chance to make it. And anybody that wants to bet me, I will take the side, of course, that Bernie Sanders will not become the next president.
Who do you think is going
to
win?
And this is the only time I can even say that. If you call in tomorrow and ask to bet with me, I will say I will take said bet. But I can't even say I don't think he'll make it. Today's the only day.
I think he has a chance, but I know that I'm being optimistic. I think that
we have to remember the Republican candidates right now, like Mark Rubio.
I know, but you have to remember how much Christianity has a hold on our government and how much that runs in the Republican Party. So you can say this is absurd, what's coming out of their face, all you want, but those absurd things are happening at these people's dinner and they're identifying with these people, whether you want to believe it or not. So what Keith is saying, I think, is that yes, it would be nice if like an honest, wonderful person could be the president, but because we are such ignorant fucks across the states that it might not happen. I'm still hopeful. I'm going to still speak like that's a possibility because I feel like that energy put out there is,
although look at
it
those
means
Black
something.
Friday videos. I mean, there's no way people can vote.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I wish, why can't we twist it so people come out in like droves? Is that the word I'm thinking about?
Yeah.
For Black Friday, like, why can't we do that for voting?
Why can't we?
We care more about like a cheap TV than like a president of the United States. Yeah. Although it's all bullshit. I mean, everything is, it's all bullshit. Bernie or whoever. What? And that's another thing is they should make it a national holiday.
They should make it a national
holiday.
They make
it so hard to vote in this fucking country.
Oh, I think men go to Black Friday.
Oh, well.
It's still, you know, you can observe it or not. And then they lock you in the store. Like one store in America is actually a jail. And if you go there at 3 a.m, you're under arrest because that's insane.
But you're mocking the poor with the Black Friday thing. Like, Who's winning with that? You're trampling each other because you're trying to get the gift for your kid because you were told that that's how you become, you know, good parents. So we keep trying to do like the best we can, and then we're just completely humiliated over it.
I think it's all getting worse.
I don't think so. I think like the fact that we're able to talk about it and watch it and know it and like have more access to it than people who are younger who are like, why do I feel this feeling? You can Google, why do I feel this feeling now? How different is that than when we were kids?
But oh, I thought you were going to say, how dare they?
That doesn't change the voting system. The voting system is absolutely insane. I really, honestly, I go in there and I'm just like, I don't even know if I did it right. I know that we were, quote, taught, but we were taught by the same schools that you, as the governor, the government, would not send your kid to. But it's perfectly fine for everybody else's kids to go there. And that's where they teach you how to vote. Stop yourself. If you think the system is just what they've been telling you, really.
I was at the last time I voted, they didn't have my name. I was at the proper voting area for myself. So they give me a ballot. They go, hey, okay, fill out this ballot. It doesn't have your name on it, but we sent it to a place and got.
Sure.
I go home.
They did that to me too.
I go home. They already had the winner.
Yeah.
But you're going to take care of my paper without my proper name on it.
They had you fill that out, and then they went in the back and threw it into a giant pile and lit it on fire.
Of course, save some trees.
That's what it feels like, unfortunately.
Feels like. It's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's life.
This is why I want Trump. Let's have fun. Who gives? It's all bullshit anyway.
No, that's so scary.
I know, it is scary.
I want you guys.
I
don't think the Mexicans are going, let's have fun. Let's see what happens.
The thing is, like, I'm a quarter Mexican, and so even if I was, like, I couldn't even... there's no way. There's nothing I could say. He's a racist.
Even if you're not a quarter Mexican, he's a racist.
How old are you going to be, Kemda? Your birthday's coming up.
40 tomorrow.
Happy birthday. Sorry.
How old are you, Mateo?
Oh, early hundreds. No, I am 29.
29, we don't say then?
What?
Huh?
What? Who? I don't get it.
I'm 29 too. Right.
So as a 29-year-old.
Yes.
I'm amazed that you guys don't see how everything's bullshit by now. How
everything's bullshit. No, I know. Everything's bullshit.
So why are you believing in this Bernie Sanders? All of a sudden, the world's going to come together.
Because I have a tendency to want to kill myself, and I have to think some nice thoughts. That really is what it boils down to.
Well, I also think
it would
be better if they had good... Like, the news should also have stories that are good feeling. If you watch the news, and it's like, anything, whether it's NPR, MSNBC, or CNN, or Fox, or local news, it's all shit.
They show you those raccoons on skis, and you know it. What are you talking about?
I do like when animals... Dan Soder has a great bit about that, like animals who are friends with each other. Mm-hmm. But it is nice to watch animals who shouldn't be friends with each other that are friends with each other. There's something really nice about it.
Wait, I do think when people say about the news, did you ever like used to watch the news? Did you used to like it? The news? Is
I still do. I never liked the news.
Right. So the news, whatever it is, it's catered to us. This is what the majority. This is this democracy everybody seems to love. This is the news the way most people want it, or they wouldn't do it.
I don't know if it's the way people want it, but it's what we're used to seeing, and so it's a cycle that it's like an abuse cycle.
Those people are dying.
Yeah.
Where do you get your news from, Keith? Have you watched the news?
No.
All right. Do you watch the news?
I get mine from Twitter.
All right. Yeah. Does anyone in this do you guys watch the news? Like
I watch Rachel Maddow.
But nobody watches.
That's not the news. That's what is it?
You know who watches the news? The people who you didn't want to see this Thanksgiving.
Right?
Because you're going to sit in front of the TV with them. They're going to say ignorant shit. You're going to try not to get into a fight with them and hopefully leave with some leftovers.
Sounds like my one night stand.
And guess who's making me an easy $50 from Eric M?
Eric M.
People. So thank you, people.
You know how Twitter does those polls?
Yeah.
You can do polls now. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing polls. First poll. Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey, who's a better singer? Mariah won by a landslide.
Oh.
Then I said Whitney and Mariah. Whitney won by a landslide. Yeah. Then I said Barbara and Whitney. Barbara Streisand and Whitney Houston.
Different things.
Yeah, Whitney won. And now I'm currently doing Adele versus Whitney. And it is like neck and neck.
No, Whitney.
Whitney by far.
Yeah. All right.
I saw Adele live at SNL and she's phenomenal.
I think my point was just made by both of you. Two smartest people in the room. Thank you.
You want to know what, though? It's better to hear about Whitney or Barbara than it is to hear about, like, and then so-and-so died. Although, after the France attacks, I was glued to the news for a couple days.
Which news?
It's called France 24. It's English news from France.
Yeah, it's still different. Still different than the news that our parents are watching.
Yeah. They do different types of story. The way they treat things are a little different.
Wait a minute. How is SNL? What's going on? What's this?
Oh, so Sasheer is on SNL, and so Nicole Byer and I went to go hang out in her dressing room and stuff like that, and then we went to go watch
Adele. Did you specifically hear that Adele is coming?
Yeah, because Sasheer and I do a weekly dinner at Sweet Chick, and I never ask her for anything, but she mentioned that Adele was coming to SNL, and so I was like, oh God, Sasheer, please, because of course you can. So we went and picked up, you know, wine and stuff like that. And
To give to Adele.
But I mean, everybody was there to see her. And when you go,
I only saw her, like, her face on some things. She lost a lot of weight.
She lost a lot of weight. I'm telling you, she's probably like a size 8.
And now you notice this, when she was a pig, all her songs would be about the guy breaking her heart. Now she's hot and all her songs are, I'm sorry, I'm the worst.
I don't think that song's about I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's saying I'm sorry for everything that I did.
But she's talking to herself, not him. Wasn't the song supposed to be like her talking to her past self?
I do not know this much about
Oh, I don't give a
any
shit.
Any of her albums.
But anyways, her makeup looked great. But when you're a cast member, what happens is they have like an open floor. And so when it's time for the music, cast members and whoever they brought can walk out onto that floor and you get to be like 20 feet away from the musician, right? So it's me, Sashir, and Nicole Byer. And we're just like holding on to each other. And you can, just the tension in the room, because it just, she's just so fucking hot right now.
Right.
And I mean, everyone, Naomi Watts was there, like everyone's there. And so we're just silent, and like it's so quiet in the room, right? And Matthew McConaughey's there, and pretty much everyone's like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" He, you know, before like they like start like at 30 seconds, right? You just see Adele; she's like kind of waving at everybody, just like sort of like giggling to herself, and then she started. And as she's singing, you have to remind yourself that it's not a recording; that it's her live. And she was so, and everyone was like frozen. Frozen. I mean, these like big, you know, producers, all of that, frozen, just staring at her.
Mm.
She
right,
was
all
phenomenal.
All right.
He was good on SNL, Matthew McConaughey. But like next to Adele, everyone's like, just, you need to go, you know?
Right.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey has a great butt.
Wow.
And I saw J.J. Abrams. He was there.
And his butt?
I just recently saw Magic Mike, the first one. What? The first of all, Matthew McConaughey.
I've never seen it.
He had to have written this, and he just wrote himself without a shirt the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was. See, I didn't know that it was supposed to be like a serious film.
Mm-hmm. Was it supposed to be?
Yes, for what's his face?
People with
Potato Channing. Yeah.
Oh, he's so handsome.
No, but he wrote it to really let you know about what happened to his life before, and it was. Garbage.
Of course it's garbage. He's garbage, but I thought but he's it was, beautiful.
I thought it was a very specific garbage.
Of him, I peed next to Jonah Hill.
This was not a stretch at all. Please continue.
That's it. That's all I want to say, because they do stuff together. But
did you look over?
No, that was like a little fence thingy. You know, like the little, there's like a bar between urinals and stuff like that. But it was amazing to see Adele. I think Channing Tatum is so handsome.
Of course.
In a weird way, right? He kind of looks like he's been punched in the face one too many times.
Is this a way of trying to start an argument? Because there's no way.
I think he's gorgeous.
That's all he's known for.
I think he's
for.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
He is gorgeous.
You're willing to say things other people won't say.
Oh, shut up.
And I don't know, but I think he's handsome.
He has an amazing butt.
And also, I don't mind saying it. Shit on me if you want. It's how I feel. He's an actor.
I just wish I was an actor is what I'm saying.
He's in movies.
I wish I was an actor.
And that's how I feel. And Korn, usually yellow. I'm sorry. I feel this way. Let me tell you about Touch of Modern. Touchofmodern.com. Get your holiday shopping done now and get the unique items so you're the best in the family. That's what it's all about. Let's be honest. It's a great site for gifts, for family, friends, for yourself, quite frankly. It's like being an adult kid in a candy store. Unbeatable pricing. What they do is they work with designers of posters, clothing,
electronics,
you know, these cool gadgets, and they work with them, and then they offer great deals to you. But they keep working with so many different people and get so many new products that the products change fast. That's their gimmick. And so you want to take a look at it, and you want to look often. I do. I say this often. I go there 3 times a week. I have a screen for my phone. Makes everything 3D. What do you think of that?
I was just asked about my cell phone case. I've dropped this bitch. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
100 times. Yeah. It's got room for 3 cards in the back. I got my Metro card, a credit card, and my ID. Nice. Done. And I'm always like, fuck, I forgot my wallet. No, you never forget your phone at home, because as soon as you get out, you got to put music in it.
Yeah.
I always have the stuff that I need. I got it from touchofmodern.com.
See, I do. I have no case on my phone.
Oh, you're living dangerously.
Oh, I dropped it already, and someone in Brooklyn had to fix it for me.
Terrible.
And his cat stared at me the whole time he was fixing it. But yeah, I drop it all the time.
What did you say about a cat?
I got my phone fixed by this guy in Brooklyn. Like, he fixes the screen. It's right. Like $100. He fixes your screen, but you have to sit in the apartment while he does it. And he has his cat that just stood on the floor staring at me for a solid 10 minutes.
That'd be weird. That'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I was like, well, your cat is fucking... Get out of here!
Look, go to Touch of Modern. They don't make you an animal sit. You don't got to wait while the guy fixes. He's like, hold on, I'm putting together your product.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around. I'm almost done. Do you want a drink? Go to touchofmodern.com. Today is the last chance for you to get $25 in credits to use on a future purchase for every $100 you spend. Every $100 you spend, you get an extra $25 And guess what? Watch this. No limit. No tricks. Touchofmodern.com. Do it today. You don't want to miss out on the perfect gift. Speaking of gifts, by the way, I'm going to a wedding. Chemda is too. Brother Love's wedding in December. And it's in Hawaii for what that's worth.
It's in Hawaii?
Yes.
On Maui. It's actually where we got married. It's on the same property.
Do you still
want to go to Hawaii? So.
Do you still give a gift when you travel across
the world? I really don't think you need to, because now you have to buy a suit. You have to pay for, I'm sure you have to pay for the hotel.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for a plane ticket. Yes. How much do these assholes need?
Are you the best man?
No. I don't know who the best man is, if there even is one.
I don't like.
I haven't been told, so I assume no. And quite frankly, I don't know that.
I don't like big weddings. I think it's embarrassing. I just don't like.
I think this is a big one. I think this is. It can't be because it's so remote. You know what I mean?
But maybe that's it. Because it's like, if you're going, I mean, how much money you're spending upward $1,500?
Yes.
I mean,
I think they're fine. I think that they must be fine enough that they need to tell everybody on, you know, we're in love, da da da.
Right.
That's all they need.
Should they have a gift for me?
Oh yeah,
big
pot brownies.
He was your best man.
Yes.
This is gonna be weird, but did he give you a gift?
No.
Okay, because I don't think the best man does, because he has to do so much for you.
Right. I wouldn't want him to. He did give me a pipe.
You know what I think? I think you guys are gonna have a bachelor party over there, and you're gonna spend a lot of money, and that's gonna be what it is.
I see.
You know, I think that you will be the man at the bachelor party. Like, you're gonna be the leader.
Right.
Like, cause who else is gonna do it? His dad. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
I would
Lauren's
be
not doing it.
Yeah, if I in Hawaii, if I was bringing people out, taking off work, thousands of dollars, getting a new suit, flying out to Hawaii, I'd be embarrassed if they tried to give me a gift. I'd say, no, you've done enough. You know, I'm happy to have you here to celebrate this day with me.
I don't, you know, that still is your,
unless they're
it
rich,
still then, is a vacation, and if you can afford it, then, you know, it helps out a new couple. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a terrible thing to do.
I'm gonna give cash, of course.
Yeah.
I looked
if you can, yeah.
I looked it up on Google. You know, how much do you give as a gift? I've heard it's the price of the meal, right? Is it the price of a meal per person? Then you just guess what it is? Or I call the place and I go, how much are your meals?
Yeah, it's so weird.
How would I know, right?
I know, because then it's all uncomfortable.
What is it, $100 a couple? Is that average?
That's what I feel. I feel like it's like $50 a person on this level of people that we're with. Like, I know, you know, our dentist used to like show off, like, oh, it's $300, you know, and there are people who.
Yeah, but he's saying Billy Joel's answering the door.
Well, I know my parents would probably, but they go to like black tie affairs and it's ridiculous. It's like $300 to $500, but that's everybody trying to outdo each other.
Right.
I think a normal amount, you're getting normal food, $50 a person. If you can afford it, you give more.
If it's a buffet, it's like a handshake, right?
I love buffets.
Oh, I really don't like buffets.
I love them. You get so many options.
But it's like, anytime you see a buffet, it's always like people come back and they don't know what they want. It's like macaroni and cheese, a biscuit, a crab leg.
Everything.
It's like none of this makes sense together.
That's my favorite.
You know, there's a strawberry next to a crab leg next to a biscuit. Like, are you going to have diarrhea? What are you doing?
Because if you wanted a biscuit this whole time, boom, there it is. If you wanted a strawberry, boom.
Biscuits should be offered all the time.
Agreed.
I mean, biscuits are so good. They're just so good. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sorry.
That's okay. I know what I'm serving if you guys come over.
You know, you should make biscuits. I really like to use the pan.
Use the good pan.
Use the good pan with the good millions of dollars.
So I look it up, and the very first thing that pops up, and it's timely. It's from June of this year. Give whatever you feel is appropriate for your budget and your relationship with the couple. Oh, I didn't know. Do I give appropriate or inappropriate?
Here's tassels.
There is this misconception that people are supposed to give a gift that equals the cost of their meal at the wedding, but it is tacky to look at a gift that way. Was it tacky to Google your article? Oh, fuck, I don't know the answer. It's very tacky. So here's the right thing to do. I'll tell you, and that won't be tacky.
I really, to me, the right thing to do is you show up, and if you were able to give, then great. If not, it's not you that decided to get married. It's fine.
I write my name on all other people's gifts. I bring like 10 name tags, and I go, from Keith.
I feel like I went to a very fun wedding. My friends Jill and Aaron eloped in Chicago, and then they just they cleared out a whole bowling alley, had it for the day, and had all their friends and family come, and they got that waffle truck. You know that waffle truck? They had them come to the bowling alley and make everyone waffles. You drank, ate waffles, and bowled all day.
Love it.
And I was like, oh, this is fabulous.
I'd pay money for that.
Yeah. It was great.
But if I was rich, I would show up with $500 for the couple. Why not?
If I was rich, I would love it.
Oh, God. I would tip randomly just stupid shit.
Yeah, I would too.
You make someone's day. You add $20 to their stupid tip and suddenly like they're having a cheery day.
I think I'd bring back bum fights.
I want to do like, you know, they do like cock fights. I really think that they should do like fighting fish fights. They're cheap. They're like 5 cents. They already want to fight each other. They, you know, you put them in a bowl and when they're done, you flush it down. How are the cops ever going to find it?
I remember when we were doing kids parties, sometimes they would try to like really do some stuff out of the box. Like these office parties had to be like super special and like out of the norm. And so they would try to do crab races. But crabs don't want to go anywhere. And so you were just like, I would try to hype up the crab. Like, I really had to be this person.
Brooklyn!
Yeah, like, just like, in this corner, oh, look at this crab. We'd, like, paint that. Like, they'd have all these, like, decorations so we can differentiate between them. And I was an announcer for a crab race where literally only one crab was interested in being in this race. And he wasn't necessarily going towards the goal.
I mean, two things. One, at that point, if I'm the crab, I'd rather be eaten. And two, I mean, I used to go to turtle racing in Chicago.
That sounds even more amazing.
And it was insane to see because they put all the turtles under like a pot lid, right?
And one rabbit.
And
thank you.
And then they're in a circle, which everyone makes is the outside of the circle first wins.
Exactly.
And there's 100 people around it. And the second they take it, these turtles must be so confused because we're like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like these turtles are just sort of like, and they're like, what am I doing? You know?
Exactly. Just because you take them out of the pot, that doesn't mean they're going to go towards the line that you decided.
Especially crabs. Like, I don't think crab, like hermit crabs, maybe.
Hermit crabs.
Is that what they were?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
What's the... I mean, they're not listening to you either way.
I don't think... Can they hear?
If they can, are they listening to you?
I know. Like, they're going to know, number four. Right.
That's me. Oh, I better stay going.
I'm going the fastest I can. I should have gotten a smaller shell, you know.
I think if I was insanely rich, I'd let everybody out of jail, see what happens.
If I was insanely rich, I'm trying to think of the thing. I would have someone shop for me. That's about it.
That's as far as you got.
That's it. I don't want like a penthouse. I don't want like cars and planes. I just want like
too much.
I want like a nice studio I can paint in and like really good clothes.
I'll tell you something. When I'm a millionaire, I bet my wife still won't let me get a new tent every year. What do you think of that?
A new what?
Tent.
A new tent?
I throw out your tent every year.
Why?
Why?
I can't with this. I can't.
What are you talking about? Tent? Where are you going so often that you need a new tent every year?
Once a year, I go camping.
And you need a new tent for this? What is happening in that tent that you need a new one every year?
My dog just got ticks.
Is your dog a hyena ripping up this tent? Like, what kind of dog could you possibly have?
Have you gone camping before?
I've been, and my tent fell apart because it rained on us, and we didn't know how to set it up. It was awful, and I'll never go camping again.
You can have Keith's tent next time. You know what? I am taking your tent. But you know what? When we were ready to take your tent, your wife did not enjoy this.
How big of a tent is it?
I get nice tents sometimes.
But how many rooms? You know what I'm saying? Like they have like extra rooms and tents.
10 rooms.
Yeah. Mansion tent. It was like just a one little tent, right?
No, it's a nice... They pretend it's for 8 people, but it's really for
you
two.
You enjoy that? Going out into a cold forest and getting in a tent and you enjoy that?
What do you mean? Yeah, I like the idea of camping. I don't like the idea of bugs collecting on this tent.
But that's what it is.
Well, you just don't like camping, period.
No.
Like, that's where you got lost.
Yeah. I mean, do you enjoy it? You really enjoy camping?
Yeah.
You're not bored?
No.
What happens if you have to take a shit?
You shit. First of all, there's bathrooms. Secondly, if there wasn't anywhere. But it's not the camping where I got to hide my food.
Like from bears and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
We just put it in the vehicle.
They sprayed the place down.
This is where I'm turning more and more into my Italian mother. And I'm just like, I don't want a dog around. My Aunt Cindy is so Italian. She likes zero animals. She had a dog for 19 years, which she kept making a joke. Like, it's old enough. It's in college. Like, it got its driver's license. It's in college. 19 years, she didn't touch it once. She hated that thing. And then we're like, do you like any animals? And she's like, I kind of like dogs, but not really. She's like, why not? She goes, their noses are wet and they touch my legs and it bothers me. I'm like, so Italian.
I get the truth. The truth is a wonderful thing.
You get, I don't know
how Italian women don't like animals touching their nice stuff.
I don't know how they pack.
And by nice, tacky.
I don't know how they pack these tents in the first place. You know it's from a machine because you can never put it back in the same way. You're always carrying poles on the side anyway. Outside of that little
Can't they
luggage.
Make setting up tents easier? I mean, for God's sakes, with the poles and this, it's annoying.
It is not what Keith is saying. It is not this complicated.
It's not?
It is, no. And it's not like you have to set up your tent every day.
Why didn't Kenda take my tent that I was giving away?
It was raining.
Why are you getting a new one every year?
It was waning.
No, it wasn't like regular raining. It was the kind of raining where we were all thinking of leaving everything we've owned behind.
Yes.
Because you're
including
just...
Including Keith.
Yes.
This is. I'll tell you what.
You stay in the tent.
I'll tell you why this is crazy, Mateo.
Okay.
Everybody would like to leave their tent. They just think they're not allowed to.
Right. Yes. I would also like to never clean up after myself. I would also like to just, just have everything recyclable so I don't have to do anything. But it seems unreasonable. But if that's your one thing, that's your one thing.
Oh, thank you.
I buy stupid coffee. Why would I even worry?
You go out for a meal. It's easily $100. Mm-hmm. That was worth it. But not a tent that you used and enjoyed.
Once and then discarded away. What? I mean, a tent should last you.
How much do you think these tents are?
I don't know.
$50.
More than that. $120.
No.
Then you're getting just a lot of bad tents. Get one good tent and never buy a tent again. You're like that guy you get a new umbrella every time it rains because you go for the cheap $10 piece of shit from CVC. What is it? CVS.
From a place. I got
it. From a place. I really just don't like camping.
Right. I followed. I picked it up on it.
I mean, I just want to be, I don't like it. I want a nice bed. I want,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I usually burn my house every time I go camping.
It sounds to me like every time you close it, you burn your house and go buy a cheap new one and burn it down every time. It's like you don't know how to keep on any of your belongings. I would like to tent if there was a hot man out of the closet with me. Okay, I won't bring it back to that. I'm just thinking about it.
Mateo Lane, his Twitter account. Remember, he's single.
MatteoLane.
That's right. Take a look. I mean, this guy, he's got it going on. He's going to be super rich in no time. MTV's Girl Code, Guide Code. He's on all the codes. Nightly show with Larry Wilmore, of course. He's Adam Devine's house. But I mean, what are we talking about? And people are letting you go?
Yeah, they don't care. Gays don't care if you're funny. I'm joking. I'm making a joke.
You get inside.
Of me, and I say, fine.
You stay. You anchor that penis in there. This guy's going places.
I don't know. I have a nice butt.
See?
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Hemda, what am I doing wrong?
When you have sex, use the good dick? Okay. Well, think about it.
Like the good dishes?
Yes.
Like the good china?
I
have plastic on my ass like my grandmother's couch.
After I have sex, I cut my dick off.
And then you grow a new one. You buy a new cheap one.
I get a new one. All right, so check out Mateo Lane. And that's it. That's all I can tell you. How many times am I going to tell you this, right?
And don't forget, it's the final days of our Kickstarter. The final days. And let's face it, today's my birthday. This week is my birthday. Hey, check it out. Just check out the videos. Keith, my girl.
Happy birthday to you.
That's me. That's me.
Happy birthday.
KeithandTheGirl.com/kick. Check out the videos we've been making. We're really proud of them. Check out Mateo Lane and share this episode. Thanks for listening.
KeithandTheGirl.com. Hey, everyone, real quick. Thanks for listening to the show. I kind of snuck in here after Keith and Hemda left. I think they both had doctor's appointments or something. I don't keep tabs with them. I just wanted to tell you, I have an album out now. It's called The Best Of. That's the Show of Danny. It's on iTunes right now. You can get it at thatstheshowofdanny.com/album. I'd really appreciate it. It's got 40 tracks of great comedy. It's got awesome guests like, oh shit, hang on. Okay, sorry. I think that was a false alarm. I'm just really jumpy. So I'll make this quick. I'll get out of here. But please check it out. That's the show at theinternet.com/album. It's got Mara Wilson. It's got Tom Sharpling. It's got Margaret Gomez. It's got Eugene Merman. It's got so many people. I'm all over that thing. So please check it out. Don't tell Keith or Hemd about this. They seem super cool and chill on the show, but they're really like super totalitarian about this kind of thing. They would really kick my ass good like last time. So That's a show at dana.com/album. Please get it. I would love to hear your thoughts, and I would love to see it in the iTunes charts next to number one. So number two, I would also like to see it number one, but it's an honor just to be nominated. And again, even if you don't get the album, just don't tell Keith or Hemd about this, because this is like their number one pet peeve. So it's really the only thing they still agree on. So please just don't tell Keith or Hemd, and instead go to thatsashowwithdanny.com/album. Okay, bye.